With Talking Council, I'm Ian Mack. Residents and visitors on the Isle of Wight are being encouraged to share their views on coastal frontages at Shanklin and Yaveland. The Environment Agency, in partnership with the Isle of Wight Council, are working together alongside industry experts to reduce the risk of flooding and coastal erosion to more than 600 properties in Shanklin and Yaveland. Both projects are still in the development stages, so gathering what people value most about these important coastal frontages now is invaluable. Nick Gray, Environment Agency's Flood and Coastal Risk Manager for Solent and South Downs area, has said this is a critical time for residents and businesses to get involved and have their say on the future of flood protection at Yaveland and the coastal erosion at Shanklin Esplanade. The project team is seeking people's thoughts on the potential opportunities to improve the natural and built environments as part of the schemes. Feedback will help to develop the plans before further public consultation takes place in spring 2023. The questionnaires can be found on the information pages, Isle of Wight Coastal Defence Schemes information page, the Environment Agency Citizen Space. Councillor Jonathan Bacon, Cabinet Member responsible for the environment, has said these projects are the first of several schemes we will be developing to help communities become more resilient to climate change and the risks of flooding. They aim to ensure a sustainable future for the coastal frontages at Shanklin and Yaveland that current and future generations can enjoy. The closing date for responses is Sunday the 31st of July 2022 for Shanklin and Wednesday the 31st of August for Yaveland. Paper copies can be found within Shanklin and Sandown libraries.